This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Thank you, Lucius. Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. It is time for Jeffrey Time now. Coming up at 1 o'clock, we'll have an interesting guest here, a guy named Daniel Lust, who's an attorney. He wrote a little something about a potential billion-dollar lawsuit in the NBA involving Kevin Durant and the Warriors.
Yes.
It's quite intriguing. We will do that at 1 o'clock. But first, let's talk about how I'm going to raid Area 51, and it's going to be great right after this song.
You don't keep that nation. Call the Oracle Spirits of Rhyme.
Death metal.
My soda!
Is that Mike? Shut up.
Yes. Yeah, now I'm feeling like some Jeffrey Time.
Okay, that was
I feel good.
Was there a reference to Jeffrey Time in there?
Yeah, you didn't hear Mike shut up? You didn't hear all the talking.
I heard Mike shut up.
Okay. Okay.
That was the part I got.
You were trolling me?
No, that was the only part I got.
All we heard.
I didn't
it's
get
Jeffrey
it.
Time!
Okay, that's like my favorite when we were doing cowboy songs on the Ben and Skin show years back, and Skin did one that was just
Tony Romo, Tony Romo, Tony Romo. Yeah.
That was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So I believe it started out as a joke, the Facebook event for people to raid Area 51. It's going to get us all killed, by the way. Okay, we need to chill out. We need to chill out.
By the government or the aliens?
I think the government, but if we get past them, then the aliens.
If it's the government.
If it's the wait, who else would it be? What am I not hip to?
I don't know, man.
Oh, hell.
Yeah. We might get there and realize something else.
Yeah. That Area 51.
Yeah, we're looking for aliens. Come to find out, we might be the aliens.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
certainly. Well, now I want to go. You're making it more intriguing.
This is getting deep over
this
that.
Is not good.
We could be the aliens.
Well, because of a Facebook event that's trying to get people to storm Area 51, which, by the way, now has 1.4 million people that say they're going. I feel really bad for the 100 or so who don't realize that it's a bit that are going to show up. It's going to be real weird.
Yeah, they're going to get smoked.
They're going to think there's a giant army coming. It's going to be seven dudes that show up like, I guess this is it.
Vaporized.
Crap, let's do
just
this,
like
guys.
That.
Everybody want to just get in the bed of the truck? Or all right. Well, now we have a rival event that's showing up. People are going to storm the Bermuda Triangle.
Oh, hell. That's harder to get to.
Yeah, this event.
It's harder to come back from. Right?
Yeah, because the Area 51 one is called, quote, Storm Area 51. They can't stop all of us. So 1.4 million people say they're going. This new one has popped up called Storm the Bermuda Triangle. It can't swallow all of us. For October 1st, 40,000 people say they may attend.
So what's the greatest chance of getting out of that Bermuda Triangle? Do you fly in or do you sail in? Because I think if you fly in, you never come out.
So
if you sail in, you might, what do you think?
My Bermuda Triangle knowledge base is not strong enough. Like at this point, have we established like it's just part of the water and stuff and we can go through there no problem? Or is it still
doesn't
something
it like set off compasses to go crazy and folks get lost?
And
I don't know. That's
crash.
Like to me, that seems like something that would have been back when. And that like right now, we're like, yeah, right. It's just that area over there. We fly over it 8 times a day. I don't know. Is it still
a creepy
place?
I don't know if they fly over there anymore.
Really?
I think they fly around it.
All right.
I don't know. I don't fly.
I don't know.
Like that.
I just know that
I'm usually asleep.
They say, you know how they are. They say
I do know how they are.
They say Atlantis is in the bottom of it.
Oh, okay.
The Bermuda Triangle?
Mm-hmm.
Damn it.
Down there.
You guys are two for two at making me want to go to these places now.
Well, you got to get there and get out. That's the hard part.
The guy who organized it, it's starting to sound kind of fire festival-y. He says he's trying to assemble live music, food, and entertainment. Attendees must dress as either SpongeBob characters or pirates. I'll provide the boats and scuba gear. Just bring weed and a lot of beer and whiskey. So it's actually a GoFundMe. So far, it's only raised $5 of the $75,000
grant. Somebody donated $5. Good for you.
Yeah, he's trying to throw a party at the Bermuda Triangle. So,
and you
yeah.
don't get the money unless you reach the mark. Is that how GoFundMe works? Am I off on that?
What is it?
I don't know.
If you say, like, I'm trying to raise $75,000 and you raise $2,000.
Oh, you get the $2,000.
You still get it?
Yeah.
I thought for some reason you had to hit the mark or something.
No, I think the organizer gets that money, whatever the amount is. Yeah. He says, honestly, everyone thinks I'm trying to scam people with this GoFundMe thing, but I'm legit trying to throw a party for everyone so they'll come to my thing and not get murdered or arrested at Area 51.
Come to a black hole.
Yes.
Instead.
Now, the sports books have gotten involved in the Area 51 raid. We have real wagers that you can make on this.
No.
Yes, we do. Bovada, where I used to have money, except I wasn't good at gambling. Will Area 51 be raided on September 20th of 2019? No. If you bet yes, plus 275. So if you put down $100, you can make 275 if it happens.
How do they know it will happen?
Now, Mike, you'd have to bet 450 on no to make $100. So if you're feeling confident, put some money down there. Turn a profit.
I'm not going to, but I feel pretty confident that when they get close to that line or that border, that no, like I don't. Obviously, probably. There won't be as many people, not nearly as they think there will be. And then those people are like, "Hey, do we want to die right now?"
Those Air Force cats are just loving for you to come across that line. It's not going to happen. And once you cross that line, you think you have like 20 more miles to even get to get to the base? You're gonna get smoked, man.
I'd get there.
What are you? Crazy.
I think as long as you dress in camo, travel on foot, and carry a lot of water, do some army
crawling. What if you get messed up and you're just drunk, which they probably will be anyways, but you're dressed up like SpongeBob SquarePants and pirates.
You got confused
going
on
to
the
Area
event?
51, and you got mixed up by accident.
That gives them an easy out to cap you, because that's a guy who's obviously mentally ill and didn't understand our commands. Will President Trump tweet a warning not to raid Area 51 before September 20th?
Don't go. It's not a good idea. Stay away.
Has the same odds as the first one.
Not good people.
If you think that he...
not a big fan.
If you think that he... Now, are there good people on both sides at Area 51?
Probably. Of course.
Of course.
Of course.
How many people will RSVP on Facebook? Over 1.51 million is minus 400.
Yeah, I think that I think you'll RSVP, you're going, even though you're not going.
Yeah, I'm about to do that in the break. Yeah. I'm going to let them know that I'm coming. The under, if you bet the under, you can make good money. Plus 250 there for the under. Let's see. How many people will be arrested at Area 51?
All of them.
The over-under is at 9.5.
Yeah, they're getting you right off the airport. You put your Facebook on there. They know who you are. Yeah. They're coming for you, bro.
They're going to be at your house the day before. Sorry, you're not traveling. Will aliens or alien artifacts be discovered at Area 51? No. Yes is plus 6,000.
No, there won't be.
I might throw
if
20 bucks
are,
at that one.
They're not. All of a sudden, just because Facebook or Twitter has done something doesn't mean you were going to discover things.
Yeah. If you bet
they
no.
They don't want it discovered, it's not discovered.
Or they might discover that we're the aliens. Yes. I'm telling you.
We are the aliens.
If you bet no, you got to bet 50 grand to win 100 bucks.
Yeah, jeez. I'm not betting that.
I would think those aliens and their spaceships that are in Area 51, they would, like Men in Black, they would... have that little flash of light to make you forget everything.
Oh, okay. The neuralizer?
Yeah, the neuralizer. Now, so you would never even know.
For a while, the yes was at plus 225 on whether or not people would raid Area 51, and a guy on oddshark.com wrote a column about it. He said, I think there's some real value on the yes for whether the grounds will be raided at plus 225. I think this might be a winnable play, because although the event was made as a joke, it's got over 1 million RSVPs already, with the event set to take place in 2 months. Not all of the 1 million people understand internet comedy or sarcasm. And for action to take place on Bovada, only 100 or more people have to attempt to gain access to the base. I wouldn't be surprised if we get 100 or more people actually taking this seriously. So there's
How do they know what's right? What's the road to go to? How do they know exactly?
The one that leads down to that mass grave?
Yeah. That's the one.
That one says death to the right.
Right.
Let's take that one.
The fork in the road.
Another news. Here's a headline for you. Florida man attacks wife's lover
with scissors. Wait a minute. Florida man?
Yeah. Florida man attacks wife's lover with scissors.
I don't know what's wrong so far.
And flees with his penis.
I don't come over here no more.
With scissors?
Florida man allegedly used his scissors to cut off the manhood of a guy he suspected of sleeping with his wife. You got to have proof.
Yeah, you got to have some solid proof.
I haven't gotten down into the article yet, but if he's innocent,
No.
That's some BS.
No, to cut it off, you got to catch me in the moment.
Yeah, and you owe that man.
Yeah.
He broke into the victim's house, held him at gunpoint, tied him up, and then...
Oh, the wife wasn't even there?
Oh, he knows this guy.
Snip, snip.
Yeah, he knows.
That's wrong.
He knows him. He knows him. He knows they're messing around.
Victim transported to the hospital in stable condition. He told deputies that Mr. Bonilla, not Bobby, fled the scene with his severed peen.
Bobby Bonilla.
He was arrested a couple hours later. No additional evidence was found in a countywide search.
They don't need any.
That's what I'm wondering. Yeah, what more did you need?
You got the dong? You're under arrest.
You don't even need the scissors.
Yeah.
Authorities... These authorities are not very capable. Authorities
Florida.
Are still
it's Florida.
Florida authorities.
Authorities are still working to determine a motive, according to a press release. However, Bonilla told deputies he caught the victim sleeping with his wife in May.
Jeff, Toto just texted 972. Say that Florida authority needed hard proof.
Come on, bro. Why you read that? Come on. Man.
Yeah. Why did you? You're sick.
Come on, man.
That's it. Everyone, stop texting stop in to 877-881-1053. This is the home of the Rangers and the Cowboys. You're texting yes. in weird stuff.
Yeah.
Two kids were at the house, by the way, when he broke in and cut that man's off. Yeah.
Oh.
So he's going to get in some trouble there. Aggravated assault.
What happened
arm
to the old lady? Is she all right? Like, man. You didn't check her one time? You just went right over to the guy? That means he told him before, I'm telling you. He told him to stay away from my wife, and he
yes.
didn't. Then he came
swung
to see
back
him.
By. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Came yeah. to the house again.
I'm about to pull up.
Mm-hmm. What'd I tell you?
Tough break.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.